What's up, everybody? This is Calvin here, the Electronic Editions, home of Electronic News Network. We are here again today live, just doing another video update, another tech news update. We got new privacy security news as well as product rollouts as well, guys. We're going to be taking news off of our LinkedIn page today too, guys. So if you haven't already, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn. We'll leave a link in the description below. You can follow us on our page, and we'll also leave our other social media pages there as well too, so you guys can follow us there too. All right. Also, please, guys, we appreciate you guys listening to our podcast form. Seems a lot of you guys really do like our podcast. If you don't know our podcast form, it's called Electronic News Network. We're available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts as well, guys. So without further ado, guys, let's get started and let's take our news for today. All right. So, pretty interesting news. This is more of a privacy security update. So it looks like a hacker who exposed Verkada's surveillance camera snafu has been raided, right? So Tilly Kotman, a 21-year-old hacker, has been raided by Swiss authorities and their devices seized, right? So Bloomberg reports, days after helping to reveal how Silicon Valley security startup Verkada's own security was so poor that the hackers were able to access over 150,000 of the company's cameras to see the insides of the schools, jails, hospitals, police stations, and Tesla factories, right? So that's a lot of information, and that's a lot of things to see once you're hacking inside that network, guys, right? So it looks like the raid doesn't have anything to do with Verkada, according to Bloomberg, but instead an alleged hack that took place last year. And interestingly, a Swiss authority pointed Bloomberg to the U.S. Department of Justice for further questions. So the DOJ, the Department of Justice, to decline to comment. So this is really cool, guys. It looks like the Swiss authorities were able to capture this hacker, this 21-year-old hacker named Tilly Kotman, brought to justice. So as you can see, we wrote in the hashtag, hashtag tech justice, you know. And the reason why we write this too, guys, we bring this information to you guys too, because obviously we're living in the digital realm now, and you know, there's no really going back. And we have these cyber criminals out there, so it's good that we're capturing them, we're bringing them to justice, and we're making sure that stuff like this is happening less and less, right? Obviously, we know in reality stuff like this is actually happening more often, but if we can just, you know, capture these guys to show any potential future, you know, people who are thinking of doing the same acts to not do those things, right? So it's good that we, it's good that, you know, authorities like the Swiss authorities, you know, are capturing this person. Also, even other authorities, should step up. And you know, we definitely need more policing online, because we're, you know, lots of people are getting into phishing scams, you know, email scams, text scams. You're clicking on the link, they're taking your information. Or not only that, but just like this person hacking into a very well-known, you know, startup company, you know, hacking into their security camera system, and also, you know, camera systems that are in schools, you know, big institutions that may, you know, lots of people go to in society, schools, jails, hospitals, police stations. If you're hacking into a police station, that is a very big no-no. Also, you know, big Tesla factories, that's just unacceptable. So, you know, that's good that, you know, this guy was brought to justice. And so, yeah, guys, definitely be very, very careful, guys. We're gonna say it again. We're gonna continue to keep saying this. You know, on every other episode too, be careful of those email phishing scams, guys. You know, be careful of those text links. Be careful of any links online that you're not aware of, you don't know. Don't click into anything you don't know. Okay, so that is a huge, huge factor there. All right. All right. So moreover, guys, also, it looks like Microsoft and newspapers joined forces to fight Google, right? So apparently on Friday, a House Judiciary Subcommittee hearing focused on the way Google and Facebook distribute news, and a new bill introduced earlier this week has already found Republican support, right? So it's one of the biggest legislative threats to tech to come out of the years-long antitrust debate, and much of its political force comes from the precarious state of local journalism, right? So the crisis in American journalism has become a real crisis in our democracy and civic life, quote Celine said, right? So in his opening remarks Friday. So this is very, very interesting, right? So, let's click into the article. Let's figure out what does this mean, right? So let's hopefully it's good that they're joining forces to fight Google because, nobody wants to buffer out important news. We all look towards, either TV or most a lot of us now the internet, depending on certain news networks. So it's good to have an open view of what really goes on, right? So really, according to The Verge, we're looking under the section, what does that mean? So it looks like there's more pressure now than ever for Congress to act. In January, Google threatened to remove its search engine from Australia, responding to a new law that would force the tech giant to pay news publishers for their content. That law was approved in February, and Google quickly backed off to cut a deal with News Corp and other publishers, right? While this all is happening, Microsoft put out a statement in support of Australia's efforts to protect publishers, right? So one thing is clear. While other tech companies may sometimes threaten to leave Australia, Microsoft will never make such a threat, Microsoft President Brad Smith said in a statement last month. Smith was brought in as a witness for Friday's hearing, announcing his support for Celine's media negotiation bill moments before hearing was set to begin. Google put out its own scathing statement against Microsoft, suggesting that the company was making a self-serving claim that they could break the way the web works in an effort to undercut a rival. So Google has a good reason to be afraid of this bill, especially in light of the Australian bluff. So the Celine bill has a bipartisan support, and it's only the subcommittee's first swing at big tech before they wrestle with more sweeping reforms, right? So it looks like there's a reason why Google is doing the things that it's doing, and it's looking like also they're threatening to remove they threatened to remove the search engine from Australia for these certain reasons, right? So all in all, guys, just be very, very aware in the next coming months. We're gonna see different different legislations, different laws into place, in terms of, looking up content online and stuff like that too. But honestly, personally, I don't think there's going to be a huge anything super, super major, right? Especially in the US. This mainly pertains because Google and Microsoft, they are big tech companies, not only in the United States, but other company but other countries too. So I think this pertains to outside the US. But honestly, guys, it's always good to know what's going on. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, guys, go ahead, please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have Honda. So, right, so Honda plans to sell two electric SUVs in the US in 2024 model year, right? So, we don't usually talk about Honda. We usually talk about all things tech, but it looks like they're entering into the electric SUV space, so the EV space. So, Honda has announced it will sell two electric SUVs in the US in 2024 model year, and plans to introduce hybrid gas electric versions of its best-selling models, right? So it's the second Japanese automaker that has recently announced a future EV in the United States last month. Toyota said it plans Its first mass market electric vehicle by the end of 2021. So it looks like Honda is going to start this in 2024 for the electric SUV models. It looks like also Toyota plans to have its first mass market electric vehicle by the end of this year, 2021. Also, Dave Gardner, the head of sales for Honda of America, said last week one of the EVs will be an Acura and the other will be a Honda brand, according to Associated Press, right? So he said more details will be coming later in 2021. So very, very interesting, guys. So if you're trying to learn more about this, more about kind of maybe how they're going to look like, how they're going to operate, more information about the production and everything, and what type of materials they're using, you can go ahead, guys. Please follow us on LinkedIn. Click into the article. You guys can learn more there too. More news on smartphones, guys. So it looks like the Moto G100, Samsung Galaxy A82, and more phones unveiled in massive phone leak, right? So hardworking leakers will spend ages finding out information on an upcoming smartphone to leak, right? So Google, on the other hand, is apparently able to reveal the existence of loads of unconfirmed smartphones at the bat of an eye, right? So we know this because it's done just that. As spotted by 9to5 Google, Google's ARC core recently added reference to a bunch of new smartphones. This is a list of all the phones that support Google's AR services, and the phone's existence on the list makes it seem almost definite they're real devices, guys, right? So if you're trying to take a look at some of these devices, more upcoming phones unveiled too, more leaks, you can go ahead, click into this article. You can definitely learn more. Let's actually click into it. Let's see if there's any other photos available that we can see, so you guys can see it and take a look here. As you can see here, we also, as you can see this first picture, here's a Motorola phone here, one of the newer versions. All right, so it looks like there's no other photos here, guys, but obviously, if you're trying to learn more, go ahead and click into this article. You can definitely learn more about it there too. All right, bear with me one moment. All right, and this is the March Madness seasons, guys. This is funny because even yesterday I was even watching some March Madness basketball, some tournaments. I think Ohio State was playing some other team. They went into overtime. Very, very great game, right? So this is how to watch March Madness, the live stream 2021 NCAA basketball online from anywhere, right? So last year marked the first ever cancellation of March Madness, as the annual NCAA basketball institution found itself an early victim of the global COVID-19 sports shutdown. So it's with a big smile that we welcome spring collegiate hoops action back to the fray in 2021, and maybe just a bit of guilt at how long we spent perfecting our bracket this week. Read on as we explain how to watch a March Madness live stream for every game of the NCAA basketball tournament wherever you are right now, right? So if we go and we click into this article, we'll definitely see where to watch it, from where you are, right? So if you're in the US, it'll probably be different in different countries, obviously. But if you're in the US here, right? So it looks like you're able to watch it on a service called Sling TV. Okay, so if you plan on watching March Madness 2021 live stream in the US for every game of this year's tournaments, then you'll need a cable package or streaming service with access to the following four channels, right? So it's CBS, you also got TBS, TNT, and True TV as well. I think yesterday we're watching it on a news network as well. well. Not sure if it was CBS. You know, I just clicked onto the channel and went there. Also, I believe ESPN also hosts some college basketball as well too, guys. So you can check that out. All right. Moreover, they're all available on cable, of course, but for cord cutters, catching all NCAA basketball action is just as easy as over-the-top streamer like Sling TV, right? So the Sling TV Orange package costs just $35 a month and includes TBS, TNT, and True TV, meaning only CBS is missing, right? So plus, Sling usually offers new subscribers a bargain. So right now you can save big bucks with the Sling TV deal for the truly dedicated, right? CBS is also readily streamed online, right? So the network just rebranded its digital platform as Paramount Plus, right? So some of you guys know Paramount Plus is another big streaming service too. Great shows on Paramount Plus too, right? And for those interested, there's a free 30-day trial on offer for a limited time that nets you its live March Madness coverage, right? So not in the US right now. You can watch a March Madness live stream just like you would if you are at home by using a VPN, right? So if you're using a VPN, that'll also work too, guys, right? So March Madness stream. So if you're watching this in Canada, if you wanted to watch this in Canada, right? So TSN, for you guys that are from Canada, you guys are probably you guys know more about this, right? So we're based in the United States. We don't really know about TSN, but this is probably another sports network where you can watch this online too. So TSN is home of the most of the NCAA hoops action this month, right? So TSN direct streaming service can be had and bought for just $8 a month or $8 a day and much value $20 a month, right? So you might as well just go for the $20 a month. You know, personally, I wouldn't spend $8 a day. 2 days, it's, you know, 16. After 3 days, it's 24, especially if you plan to watch it, you know, the full week, you might as well just get the 20, right? And can be purchased by anyone, right? So regardless of whether you have a channel or a part of a pay TV package in the country or not, right? So that is how you do that in Canada, right? If you're in the UK, you can also stream this on ESPN. It looks like ESPN, you know, ESPN Player is also streaming this. It also offers you a 7-day free trial. You can get this for about 10 euros a month. All right. So, you know, if you guys are in the UK, you guys probably want to check that out too. If you guys are in Australia, you want to view this on a streaming service called Kayo, Kayo. For you guys in Australia, you guys probably know more about this too. They also offer a free trial as well too. So for those who decide to keep it, Kayo price plans start from a super affordable $25 Australian dollar a month. Really good value considering how much premium live sports action it hosts, right? So very, very, very interesting, very good too. All right. So definitely check that out too, guys. If you guys want to learn more, go ahead. Please follow us on LinkedIn. Click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. So this is very interesting, guys. So where to watch Harley Quinn's stream every season online, right? So the Harley Quinn series stars the Big Bang Theory's Callie Kuoko in the title role, right? So Harley, having broken up with the Joker, sets out to prove that she's a worthy villain in her own right, right? So her adventures along the way include her teaming up with several other DC characters such as Poison Ivy and Clayface. There are also appearances from Batman and Mr. J himself, the Joker, right? So the show has received acclaim for its fast-paced shenanigans, insightful take on the character, and impressive voice cast, right? So the first two seasons premiered on DC Universe, but the show has since moved to HBO Max. A third season is expected in late 2021. If you want to catch up on the story so far, this article will tell you how to watch Harley Quinn, whether you're in the US, UK, or Canada, right? So if you guys want to learn more about how to do that, please go and click into the follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, what's really kind of interesting is that They have a really famous Big Bang, the Big Bang Theory. If you guys don't know that show, I don't know if you guys live under a rock, but definitely check that out. Really, one of the main actors is playing Harley Quinn, and I think it's the blonde lady that I think that I'm thinking about. That would be a very good role for her too. So very amazing, guys. If you want to check that out, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. So, moreover, guys, on smartphones, so Google Pixel phones, they actually forgot daylight savings times, right? So, some Google Pixel phone owners in the US appear to have been blindsided by daylight savings times, as users reported their devices didn't update to reflect the changes where clocks are supposed to go forward by 1 hour, right? So, the bug seems to have affected a significant amount of users, with Google Pixel owners taking to Reddit to report the change or lack thereof. It also seems to be an issue with various phone Google phones, as owners of the Google Pixel 3, Pixel 4, and Pixel 5, and the budget Pixel A devices saw their clocks didn't reflect daylight savings changes. All right, so if you didn't see that effect, if you didn't see your clock automatically switch, please, please, guys, go ahead and you can go ahead and what I would do is honestly just do it from the settings automatically and manually. Or what you can also do, guys, is you can call Google, call customer service to see what's going on. Hopefully they can fix this glitch too. Honestly, if you can do it manually, you might as well do it manually. But think about it too, guys. For the iPhone, it automatically changes the time for you. So why isn't the fact that why didn't Google do the same thing? Like, why hasn't Google done that? Why hasn't Google changed it automatically? You have this high ticket smartphone, really nice smartphone. They should be able to do this. So, Google definitely needs to step up and fix this. They're definitely fixing and doing other things as well too, but just making sure that their products are, tightened and flush and making sure they're working properly, definitely goes a long way. So, hey, that is what it is there. All right. So, moreover, guys, on smartphones, it looks like Xiaomi, US ban blocked in court. Could Huawei be next? Right. So, it looks like a United States federal court has halted a ban issued by the Donald Trump administration that blocked investment in Chinese mobile giant Xiaomi. Right. So, it looks like US District Judge Rudolph Contreras sided with Xiaomi in her decision, which came after the Chinese firm said the investment ban was unlawful and unconstitutional and would cause it irreparable harm, right? So that is kind of crazy, right? So we know that we know that Xiaomi and the US and China and everything like that, it's been pretty complicated, right? So that's really kind of ridiculous to hear, right? So we hope that Huawei is not next. Honestly, if Huawei would be next, that would be kind of ridiculous. I don't even know what I'd do because I love Huawei, and Huawei and Xiaomi are different, right? They're different companies, but obviously, just the names are just sexy in my opinion. Huawei phones are so just so sleek, so nice. You also have their Fit bands, their smartwatches, their other products that they roll out too. So let's hopefully this doesn't happen with Huawei. So if you guys want to learn more information about that too, please guys go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there. All right. Moreover, guys, looks like Microsoft Teams update will make it easier to mute your most annoying colleagues, right? So Microsoft is working on a new set of admin options for its Teams online collaboration platform that will give meeting hosts greater control over who is able to speak. Right. So very, very interesting. And I think we went over this about a couple episodes back, definitely probably in the 20 somethings. But As per an entry to the company's product roadmap, the update will offer greater flexibility, granularity when managing audio permissions, allowing meeting administrators to anticipate and act on any potential disruptions, right? So very, very cool. So definitely is going to it's going to allow admins to have those options, right? So if someone's being silly, you're able to kind of mute them and having more control, right? So not everybody's talking at once. For example, if there's a class, people have questions online, not everybody can talk at once. And mostly there's probably not going to be a class because mostly there's a lot of in class classes opening up, schools opening back up again. There's more in-person learning now, but just in case if there's not, that's definitely a good option to have, right? Or if you're just talking with a group of friends using Microsoft Teams, you guys like Microsoft, say you guys all Xbox guys, all Xbox nerds, instead of using Zoom, use Microsoft Teams. This will be a great option too, guys. So if you want to learn more about this too, please guys go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more there too. So it looks like also some Bethesda games now on Xbox Game Pass are getting frame rate boosts on Xbox Series X and S. So Microsoft's Xbox Game Pass platform just got a huge boost with the addition of 20 new Bethesda software titles starting today, right? And now a quarter of those games will be getting performance boosts, next-gen Xbox consoles in an upcoming update. The performance gains are an in-frame rate thanks to appropriately named new feature Microsoft revealed last month called FPS Boost, which can roughly double frame rates of older games using new Xbox hardware without requiring developers to do any manual work. So this is a big game changer too, guys. You have old games now are being heightened and updated, so it looks like the frames per second, the frame rates are being updated and heightened, so the graphics are just going to be looking a lot sexier. And it's just making my mouth water because you're playing old games and now they're just going to be looking new, right? They're going to be looking like newer games for the new console. And so this is a great move by Xbox, especially with those Bethesda those Bethesda titles, especially having that Xbox Game Pass. You're paying for all this stuff, right? You might as well have the best, type of graphics and everything like that. So definitely pretty interesting. Guys, definitely very awesome, right? All right, so yeah, guys, that is pretty much the news that we're going to be taking for today. All right, we're just gonna cut it off for right now. If you guys want to learn more news, on product rollouts, tech deals, tech updates, and stuff like that too, guys. Follow us on our other social media channels. You can follow us on Instagram at Official Electronic Editions. Follow us on Facebook at The Real EAD, all one word. And you can follow us also, listen to our podcast if you're going to work, if you're going for a run, if you're going out to eat, maybe you're going out for a walk. You just want to listen to some tech updates, some interesting tech news, and you just want to take your tech news just like you take your daily news. Go ahead and do that. Follow us on Electronic News Network. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts as well. Go ahead, finally, guys. Go ahead and go onto our official website. Visit us on our official website, electronicadditions.net. That's electronicadditions.net. There you'll be able to find out how you can become an EAD club member, as well as receive the best tech deals that there are online, and just coming, just seeing the new products that we have rolled out on a weekly basis. All right, so hopefully you guys are staying healthy, staying clean, staying motivated, and just staying up, guys. And staying healthy, all right? So wash your hands, do your thing, guys. Honestly, stay healthy, and we'll see you.